რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. საქართველოს მთავრობისთვის ნდობის გამოცხადების საკითხის განხილვა დაიწყეს პარლამენტის კომიტეტებმა. ერაყის ძალებმა რამადის სამთავრობო შენობებიდან განდევნეს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტები. ირანის პრეზიდენტი აცხადებს, რომ მუსლიმებმა ირან ისლამის იმიჯი უნდა გამოასწორო. საქართველოს მთავრობისთვის ნდობის გამოცხადების საკითხის განხილვა დაიწყეს პარლამენტის კომიტეტებმა. საკომიტეტო მოსმენების ასრულების შემდეგ 17 საათზე პრემიერ-მინისტრობის კანდიდატი გიორგი კვირიკაშვილი და მის მიერ წარდგენილი მინისტრობის კანდიდატები შეხვდებიან საპარლამენტო უმცირესობას. მოგვიანებით ფრაქცია თავისუფალი დემოკრატების წევრებს და შემდეგ საპარლამენტო უმრავლესობას. საქართველოს მთავრობისა და მისი პროგრამისთვის ლიერი დემოკრატიული ერთიანი საქართველოსთვის ნდობის გამოცხადების საკითხს პარლამენტი კენჩს 29 დეკემბერს დანიშნულ სხდომაზე უყრის. პრემიერ-მინისტრობის კანდიდატის გიორგი კვირიკაშვილის მიერ პარლამენტისთვის წარდგენილ მთავრობის შემადგენლობაში ერთადერთი ახალი კანდიდატი მიხეილ ჯანელი ძია, რომელიც პარლამენტისგან დობის მიღების შემთხვევაში პრემიერ-მინისტრ გიორგი კვირიკაშვილს შეცვლის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის თანამდებობაზე. ერაყის ოფიციალური პირების განცხადებით ქვეყნის უსაფრთხოების ძალებმა კონტროლი დაამყარეს რამადის სამთავრობო შენობების კომპლექსზე, რომელიც ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტების ბასტიონი იყო. ეს ოპერაცია ნაწილია მთავრობის მცდელობისა მთელ ქალაქზე აღადგინოს კონტროლი. სააგენტო როიტერსი არცელებს სამთავრობო ძალების პრესმდივნის საბაჰ ალ-ნუმანის სიტყვებს, რომ შენობების კომპლექსზე კონტროლის დამყარება რამადიში ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ძალების მარცხს ნიშნავს. შემდეგი ნაბიჯი იქნება ექსტრემისტების განდევნა ქალაქში სავარაუდოდ არსებული ცალკეული უჯრედებიდან, აცხადებს ალ-ნუმანი. ერაყის ძალების გამარჯვება თიქრიტის შემდეგ რამადის აქცევს მეორე ქალაქად, რომელზეც ერაყის მთავრობა კონტროლს დაიბრუნებს. ეს მნიშვნელოვნად განამტკიცებს მთავრობის ძალისხმევას განდევნოს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ძალები მთელი ქვეყნის ტერიტორიიდან სიდიდით მეორე ქალაქის მოსულის ჩათვლით. ირანის პრეზიდენტი ჰასან როჰანი აცხადებს, რომ მუსლიმებმა უნდა გამოასწორონ თავიანთი რელიგიის იმიჯი, რომელიც შელახულია ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მსგავსი ექსტრემისტული ჯგუფების მოქმედების შედეგად. დღეს ჩვენი უდიდესი ვალია მსოფლიო საზოგადოების თვალში გამოვასწოროთ ისლამის იმიჯიო, განაცხადა როჰანი თეირანში გამართულ კონფერენციაზე 27 დეკემბერს. ოდესმე წარმოვიდგენდით, რომ მტრების ნაცვლად ისლამური სახელმწიფოს წარმომადგენელი, თუმცა ისლამური სოფლიოს უკაცრავად წარმომადგენელი, თუმცა მცირე ჯგუფი დაიწყებდა ისლამის ენის გამოყენებას და ისლამს წარმოაჩენდა მკვლელობის, ძალადობის, გაროზგვის, გამოძალვის და უსამართლობის რელიგიად. მიკითხა ირანის პრეზიდენტმა გამოსვლაში, რომელიც სახელმწიფო ტელევიზიით გადაიცემოდა. ისლამის პრინციპები ძალადობას ეწინააღმდეგებაო, დასინა როჰანიმ, და ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მსგავს მოძრაობებს ბრალი დასდო შეზღუდულ აზროვნებაში და ზომიერების არქონაში. როჰანიმ მუსლიმური ქვეყნებიც გააკრიტიკა იმის გამო, რომ მისი თქმით ისინი ჩუმად არიან სირიაში, ერაყში და იემენში მიმდინარე სისხლისღვრის და მკვლელობების ფონზე. დასავლეთ სირიაში ქალაქში, რომელიც მთავრობის ძალებმა დაიკავეს, გაეროს შუამავლობით მიმდინარეობს სუნიტი მეამბოხე მებრძოლების ევაკუაცია. გაეროს შეთანხმება ასევე ითვალისწინებს ასობით შიიტი ოჯახის უსაფრთხო ადგილას გადაყვანას ქვეყნის ჩრდილო-დასავლეთის ქალაქებიდან, რომლებიც მეამბოხეებს აქვთ დაკავებული. ლიბანის საზღვართან მდებარე ქალაქ ზაბადანიდან 28 დეკემბერს ბეირუთში ავტობუსით წაიყვანეს ძირითადად სუნიტი მებრძოლები, რომლებიც ბეირუთიდან გაფრინდებიან თურქეთში და მოგვიანებით შეძლებენ სირიაში მეამბოხეების კონტროლის ქვეშ მყოფ ადგილებში დაბრუნებას. პარალელურად სირიის ჩრდილო-დასავლეთის პროვინცია იდლიბის ორი შიიტური ქალაქიდან თურქეთში გაყავთ დაახლოებით 300 ოჯახი, რომლებიც შემდეგ ბეირუთში გაფრინდებიან თვითფრინავით. როგორც ვარაუდობენ, ოჯახები ამის შემდეგ სირიაში დაბრუნდებიან, ოღონდ მთავრობის კონტროლის ქვეშ მყოფ ტერიტორიებზე. გაცვლითი ევაკუაციის ოპერაციის ფონია გაეროს და უცხოეთის მთავრობების მცდელობა ადგილობრივი ზავის დასამყარებლად და მოქალაქეებისთვის უსაფრთხო ევაკუაციის გზების შესამუშავებლად. ეს ზომები ნაწილია კიდევ უფრო ფართო მცდელობისა სირიაში დასრულდეს თითქმის 5 წლის განმავლობაში მიმდინარე სამოქალაქო ომი.
რადიო თავისუფლება თქვენთან ერთად 24 საათის განმავლობაში ინტერნეტში. მოისმინეთ და წაიკითხეთ ჩვენი სიუჟეტები ნებისმიერ დროს. მისამართზე რადიო თავისუფლება წერტილი G. Welcome to the Soul Lounge.
The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Hello there. It's good to have you back inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and coming up for you this hour, the latest from Erykah Badu and Molly Music. We will also hear from a new dad who may be too busy working on his new album to change diapers. I'll tell you about that coming up. But first, a legendary R&B artist who has released his first album in 8 years. It's called Return of the Tender Lover. It debuted in the top 5 of the hip hop and R&B charts. And this is the first single from that album. It's called We've Got Love. Babyface is next inside the Soul Lounge.
We got smile of a child that knows that Santa is real. And I know the fragrance of Mom's holiday meal. But there's one thing that I never knew. Baby, I never knew Christmas till I knew Christmas.
That was the latest from our friend Avery Sunshine. It's called Never Knew Christmas. Now, that song came about when Avery was asked to perform a Christmas song at a special concert. She said while she loved performing the classics, she was really more interested in creating a song that reflected how she experienced the holidays, and that's what she came up with. I really like that one. Coming up next, V. Bosman, who is a singer and actress and model. She's best known now for her role on Fox Television's Empire. She's working with Timbaland, who she met through our good friend Timothy Bloom. Apparently, they got together and he was so impressed with her talent that he decided to sign her to his label as well. This one is called Smile, inside the Soul Lounge.
With the rain or shine, I can make it put your
Back in November, Erykah Badu released her latest project. It was a mixtape called But You Can't Use My Phone. Now, Hello was a song that she recorded with Andre 3000, and that one was the first one to hit the internet. But the cut that we just heard called Phone Down, well, that's the one that radio picked up, and I like it. I'd love to know what you think. Hit me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, or if you're on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one. Coming up next, this is Kim with Promise to Love inside the Soul Lounge.
Baby, come walk with me. 'Cause you've been away too long. I can live selfishly. And I know I was wrong, oh, I embrace it completely. My life has new meaning, yeah. Baby, I cherish you, and I promise to love. Now it's crazy to me. I've been running all this time. You waited patiently
on a love you would not find, darling. I need you so deeply, and your love has set me free. Yeah, baby, I treasure you, and I promise to love.
Promise to love.
Hey girl, I promise you, yeah.
yes I do, yeah. You're the baddest woman I've ever known, the sweetest thing I've ever had, yes you are. And I wanna thank you, baby, for loving me and changing me and saving me. See, I was lost, I was lonely, but you came in and turned it all around, girl. You light up my life, yes you do. You're the song of my heart, the joy of my soul. And I'm gonna love you, girl, I am. I'm gonna be good to you, darling, I will. Let the Lord shine his light on our love as we move on down the road together, girl. Baby, 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 can I love you all the days of my life? Hey, girl, I treasure you. Yes, I do, yeah. Can you hear me calling out your name? Can I give you all the things that you need? Can I give you all the love that you want? If you can stand it, baby, I will always love you, baby. I will always trust in you.
We'll be back with more Soul Lounge right here on VOA 1.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome to part two of the Soul Lounge. Coming up during this half of the show, Layla Hathaway's remake of a classic R&B tune, plus the new one from Molly Music. And we're going to check in with Nikki Strong for Strong in the City. But up first, Kanye West, who recently celebrated the birth of his son, it's his second child, called Saint West. He is birthing a new album called Swish as we speak. The album's not quite done, and apparently Kanye's stressing a bit. He took to Twitter last week tweeting, quote, "No offense to anyone, I'm asking everyone, don't ask me for anything till after I'm finished with my album." Okay, so we're going to go back to where it all began with Kanye. His first album, College Dropout, which was released in 2004. The song is featuring Selena Johnson. It's Kanye West with All Falls Down inside the Soul Lounge.
Oh, when it all, yeah, all falls down.
This is the real one, baby.
I'm telling you, I love
you. All falls
up. Down. Oh,
Southside, Southside. We gon' set this party off right. Self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out. Her parents will look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, yeah, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Yeah. It's been so long that it looked like weed. And she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. The people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. We shine because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we are stoop. Even if you in a bench, you still in the coupe. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, kid by, and a white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. I went to Jacob with 25,000 before I had a house, and I do it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and far, pushing the bands. I wanna act all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all subconscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside. Southside, we gon' set this party off right. Westside, we gon' set this party off right. Chi-town, Chi-town, we gon' show them how we get down. I'm telling you, just like a safe belt, save my life. Come on.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
If I could, I'd give you the world, wrap it all around you. Won't be satisfied with just a piece of his heart. My angel, oh angel, joy of living.
You know, over the weekend, I found myself playing that song over and over and over again until I concluded that I actually like Layla Hathaway's version of Angel a little more than the original. Blasphemous, I know, especially coming from a lifelong Anita Baker fan and from a lady from Detroit, but it's true. Speaking of songs that I like, I really got into this next song the first time that I heard it. The sound sort of surprised me coming from Molly Music. He's joined by Jeannie Aiko on this one. It's called Contradiction. Take a listen and let me know what you think. You've got it locked to the Soul Lounge.
Tell him I love him, it's good, the side of the globe. Is everything like it should, man, I don't know. But for everyone, I think they should go. If you say that it's over, if you say that it's over, I won't go. If you say that it's over,
shame, it's a terrible waste. Beautiful mind, that was a moment in time when I thought of you. Now I am fine, no matter what.
It's time now for Strong in the City with Nikki Strong. Nikki, how you doing?
I'm well, Shauna.
Hey, now I know it's been a while since you and I have had an opportunity to sit down and talk, and I'm sure that you've probably found yourself in many fabulous, wonderful, and entertaining locales and situations and such. I was talking on Soul Lounge a few weeks ago about Will Smith. You know, Will Smith has announced that he is going back into the studio and that he's going to be going on tour with Jazzy Jeff, which is very exciting. But until then, he is still focused very much on his acting career.
Yes.
And he has a new movie out, and you had an opportunity to go to the premiere of the movie, right?
Yeah, actually, I did. They had a red carpet premiere here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is called Concussion,
mm-hmm.
and it tells the story of an American immigrant, Dr. Bennett Amalu. He's a brilliant forensic neuropathologist, so he does autopsies.
Okay.
And he winds up making the first discovery of CTE, which is a football-related brain trauma. A lot of people, you know, associate it with concussions because it's the long-term result of your head being banged up like you get.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about American football here.
The American sport. Yes,
mm-hmm.
football.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Amalu endeavors to share his discovery with the National Football League, the NFL, and winds up getting into the fight for his life. Because as he presents his information to them, they in response endeavor to suppress his research, discredit, and vilify him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and as you know, the Football League is a major institution here in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a probably billion-dollar institution at this point with football games and merchandising and advertising, television deals. It's a huge deal.
And it's integrated into the American culture. Every kid knows football, whether you play it or not.
Yeah,
His work turns this all on its head.
Right.
And so Will Smith, and you know, Will Smith is very choosy.
I was going to say, he is one of those actors who takes his craft very seriously, and he seems to be always very concerned about the story that he tells or that he's involved in telling.
Yes, he's building a legacy, and he takes it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so when talking with Will Smith, one of the things that he shares about this film, he says, at the center of this film is a man who was delivered a truth about a game that he had no connection to. But he had to deliver painful information to a group of people that he had a deep desire to be accepted by. Because in the film, you see Dr. Amalu, an immigrant from Nigeria, yearning to become, you know, an American, like many immigrants do. And he has a love for the country. He believes in truth and justice in the American way. And he's confronted by American corruption. And he decides to take it on with some very devastating consequences.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Will Smith said that in the process, he didn't focus on football when he was preparing for this role. He said, my focus is on Bennett and the pain and triumph of the story of an immigrant who came to America, suffered what he had to suffer, and ultimately was vindicated.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I also had the opportunity to talk to Dr. Amalu himself. He was there on the red carpet. And I asked him how his experience transformed his views of America.
It hasn't transformed my views. It has actually consolidated my perception of America. As a child, I saw America as the only country on earth that is closest to what God wants us to be as his sons and daughters. A country with the largest concentration of brilliant minds, a place where you can be whatever you want to be. So the American family, like every other family, there will be struggles, there will be difficulties. But we are bound together by that bond of peace. We are one body, one spirit, one love, one life in Christ. So it has actually enhanced my perception and my love of country. I think I love this country more than many Americans.
Really? Why do you say that?
Why do I say that?
Yes.
Because this country has given me so much.
Indeed. He sounds like a very spiritual man.
Yeah, he is. And Will Smith does a great job of capturing that as well. Spirituality is all throughout the movie, and it's really because of his faith,
mm-hmm.
and how he lives his life that gave him the strength to really persevere
mm-hmm.
and accomplish what he has been able to. It's a really great film. I love the love story in it. There's a love story in it with him and his wife as well. It's very affirming. His wife is from Kenya. It's a very life affirming movie. and informative too. It'll give you some insight on football that you may have never known, and a discussion about, you know, this brain injury disease called CTE.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly, I think I read something that music actually played a really interesting part in how he was able to come to these conclusions.
This is one of my favorite parts of this film, and it's a lot of it you see in the beginning. And Will Smith talks about it too in interviews, that he's very spiritual, and so there's a lot of bodies on the table, and he does autopsies, and in the beginning, let's say you, God forbid, but let's say you're on the table, and he will look at you and he will say, "Okay, Shauna, I need you to tell me what happened. I need you to tell me what happened. How did you get here?" And in the autopsy, he puts on headphones and he plays music, you know, as part of the process. And the music was Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, wow.
It was Teddy Pendergrass, TKO. But the process is very spiritual. I mean, he's made fun of in the movie for it. But it's this notion of, like, the spirit. There's still spirit. And there is a life and a story of every person that arrives on that table. And it's because of that approach he was able to find this disease. Because, you know, he had the first football player on there. And he was like, "You got to tell me what happened." And when he said, this man, based on the autopsy, obviously ripped out his teeth and then super glued them back together. Someone who does that, something's going on in their brain. No one would do that to make sense. And that starts the journey. And then his story unfolds.
Okay. Well, again, the movie is called Concussion. And I'm assuming if it has not now, it will soon be released internationally. So you can go online and see whether or not it is playing somewhere near you. And I don't know, Nikki, I guess kind of in honor of that, because I believe in the power of music as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you do. This is why we do what we do.
Yes.
So, and Teddy Pendergrass just happens to be one of my favorites. So.
Yeah, and when you hear some of the lyrics, because it's a love song.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about affirming this person as you, like, come on, you're going to help me out. You know, we got a plan. We're going to do this together.
Absolutely. So why don't we just go right to Teddy Pendergrass, TKO next. Thank you so much, Nikki. I'll talk to you next week. You're listening to The Soul Lounge.
and have a change of mind. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time musician. See, I try to hold on, my faith is gone. It's just another sad song. But I think I better let it go. Let it go. Cause it feels like a
does it for me. Thank you so much for hanging out this week. You know, we'll do it again next week. But in the meantime, if you've got a request or a question, you can tweet me at VOA Lady DJ. You can find me on Facebook. Just search VOA Lady DJ and the number one. You know, I always love connecting with you. So until we meet again, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of your faithful friends that are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself merry little Christmas now. Have yourself.
თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლებას.
ჩემთვის თავისუფლება უპირველეს ყოვლისა ნიშნავს უდიდეს პასუხისმგებლობას. პასუხისმგებლობას როგორც ჩვენ საკუთარ საქციელზე, ასევე პასუხისმგებლობას სხვის მიმართ. და მე ვთვლი, რომ სწორედ აი ამ გაგებით უნდა მოვეკიდო დამცნებას, რომელიც ძალიან დიდი დატვირთვის არის. ეს არის მახლაცნება, რომლისთვისაც ღირს ცხოვრება და ბრძოლა.
გვისმინეთ ტალღებზე FM 107.4-ზე და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.